not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 61, and as always, I like to do a little recap of last week's episode. So what are your patterns? What patterns are you continuing to pull into your next season, your next chapter? What patterns are making you keep from focusing on the mission at hand? Can you think of them? From my story, as you can see, you know, some of the patterns that I took along with me is bringing certain people into a new chapter when I should have left them in the other last chapter that I had. You know, whether it's different personality traits or characteristics of myself or them, or even, you know, just, you know, bringing people along that aren't supposed to be there, that are keeping you away from the mission that you have at hand. Have you found yourself in that situation before? As you heard in the last episode, I have more times than once. And, you know, the fact is, yes, you might find yourself in that position, but the better, greater fact is that you can learn from it. And by seeing the mistakes of the past, you can see the mistakes and you can move on and you can know what not to do. So in this season, have you realized what not to do? Have you realized who not to bring with you? What character trait you need to remove? Have you recognized that? Because until you recognize that, you won't be able to fully place your attention into on the vision that you have at hand. With that being said, I want to transition into the next episode. So let's go ahead and get on into it. So, I like the word so, as you can see. I literally write that in, you know, everything that I write, the book that I have, like literally that's always my introduction. So I need to find a new thing. But with that being said, sometimes we find ourselves, you know, in places where, you know, everything is perfect. As you've seen in the earlier episodes, you know, my life was finally going in the direction that I wanted it to. You know, I was finally gifted the job, even though it was a short term job for, you know, about 3 to 4 months. Even though it was that type of job, a contract job again, you know, it was in the area that I wanted. It was in an industry that I dreamed about. And, you know, it just really was really cool to be able to work around and with people that, you know, were nice and friendly and were flexible. And, you know, I told you in the other episode that my boss, he allowed me to go home early on the days that I had class, even though it was literally right down the street. But prior to having this job, I was sometimes late, you know, just by a few moments because of traffic. But this time around, I had a boss that was willing to work with my schedule. You know, I worked hard for him, all throughout the day, all throughout the week, and he was flexible and willing to work with me. And that was so amazing. And like I said in that episode as well, even though everything felt like it was going amazingly, I couldn't help but question what was going to happen next. Because I had already lived literally all this time of navigating life after college and having a whole bunch of hurdles and, you know, having to jump through hoops, it felt like, and just having a bunch of obstacles and a lot of failures and things that didn't work out the way that I thought it would. And here I was, finally, with everything that I thought, you know, was good. And it was good. And I still couldn't get in the rhythm of it because I just knew something around the corner was going to bite me and say that things aren't as perfect as it seems. And so about almost a year, I'm kind of fast forwarding because obviously so much more happened between a couple episodes ago and this point, but almost up to a year had gone by, and here I was being faced with an issue that I knew was going to arise, not necessarily in this way, but I just knew something was going to happen in the midst of this perfect life that I was living. So my roommate, she had been kind of tossing and turning about whether or not she wanted to stay in Los Angeles or if she wanted to move back home. And so initially she, you know, told me that she wanted to move and just to give me a heads up, and she was kind of contemplating. And so then she ended up going on a trip for about 2 weeks. And prior to that, she told me that she decided not to do that and that she just wanted to stay. And so I kind of just, like, you know, threw it out the window and didn't really think about it anymore. And so 2 weeks went by and I had to, I literally had to watch her cat, which I had no prior knowledge of how to watch cats at all. And I asked her questions like, do I need to walk your cat? Do I need to wash your cat? And all these things. And she just kind of looked at me like I was crazy because, you know, I'm sure I would have been, you know, scraped and the cat would have just, like, scratched me if I tried to wash her with her claws. And then walking the cat, that was just, like, crazy. And so she kind of just laughed it off and just said, no, you don't have to do that. They're pretty independent, which I was so happy about, that I didn't have to worry about that. Just had to make sure the food was out and I had to take out the poop, which that part I didn't really want to do. But thankfully, the little, you know, sand stuff that you kind of surround it with kind of helped to mute the smell that it had. So anyways, those 2 weeks passed, and that was, it felt like the longest 2 weeks, by the way, which maybe I'll leave that for a different episode. But those 2 weeks passed, finally, and she gets back. She was probably about like a week or two before she kind of tossed and turned again. And she just, you know, thought to herself, you know what, I want to just move back home because, you know, I've been kind of going after this dream and, like, literally moving and, like, making the right connections. But I just feel like, or she felt like she was still in the same spot. Yes, she was working with, like, major companies and, like, well-known things in entertainment. But she just felt like she still wasn't doing what she wanted to do. And she didn't want to get stuck there. Have you ever gotten to that place before where you just knew that you can envision yourself somewhere different from where you are right now, from where you were right at that moment? Has that been your life before? Because at the time, that was her life. That's what she felt. She just felt like it was a rat race, and she was just literally moving and moving and moving and just wasting all this energy to not really move that much from the time that she moved to California in the first place. Has that been your life before? Think about it. Because in actuality, if I thought about it long and hard, I had to come to the same conclusion that literally I was living a rat race and I was just kind of going and not really moving that much. It was just like tiny increments that I was making way. And I literally wasn't getting anywhere fast. And it took her saying that to kind of hit me in the face. But, you know, I still didn't want to believe it because even still, that year was perfect. And it was far better than where I was when I first graduated from college, where I was trying to find my way and trying to find a job. But finally, I actually had a job, even though it was still contract. I had a job and, you know, I was back in school going towards something. And, you know, I had my place with my roommate, and that was far more than I could have said, you know, the 2 years prior. And so I was grateful, even though I still wasn't where I wanted to be. Has that been your story before? Is that your story now? And I want you guys to kind of take a moment to really analyze your situation and think of what do you need to do in order to actually move forward in your life? Instead of those tiny increments, what do you need to do instead of what you've been doing in order to propel yourself forward? What obedience do you need to kind of be obedient to that God has told you to do that you haven't done yet that can help get you to where you need to be? I want you guys to take a few moments to think about that. So here I was, not really knowing what to do, where to move. And, you know, definitely the back of my mind, I was thinking, I definitely cannot move back home with my parents because I don't know about you, but like when you move outside of a city or, you know, just somewhere that you are to a further city or town, it just takes a lot with transition. And, with the transition process and then having to like go and find another place and that whole process and then having to move your stuff back and just getting acclimated, it just takes a whole process. And as you know, from when I first moved to Burbank, when I first moved away from home after moving back home from school, you know, it took a while for me to get acclimated. It took a while for me to find my place, to be around the right people, to go back to school. Well, actually, no, I went back to school right away, but just getting and going down the right path and being with the right people and finding my place. It took a while to get my routine together. But even still, that didn't change the fact that she still wanted to move. And so I kind of had to figure out what I was going to do. Like, was I going to stay in this apartment and possibly, you know, get someone to be my roommate? Was I going to move into another roommate situation? I didn't know what I was going to do. And to be honest with you, I don't think I wanted to bring another person into that environment and to invite them as a roommate. First of all, because, you know, a lot of people aren't like how you are. I know for me, like I try to be as courteous as possible. I try to do what you would want done unto you. And not everyone's like that. So yes, I might pay my stuff on time, but maybe you might have somebody who might not, who might think of shopping before they think of paying their bills. Or maybe they're having it hard on their luck and, you know, they can't find a job. And yes, I've been in that situation too. So you definitely have to use discernment. I just knew for me that with God on my side, that he was going to provide provision. And, you know, initially, like I said, I moved to Burbank at that time without a job in mind, but literally God had helped me and provided provision that entire year. And then when I moved in with my second roommate, that entire almost of a year, I was provided for. I was able to pay for my room and place to stay. I was able to pay even for, I guess I had my car payment at the time too. And then I also had private lessons that I was doing. So I was able to pay over and beyond only because God was providing for me. And that was the direction that he wanted me to be in that time. And so I was definitely grateful and just so grateful that God continued to provide for me only because of my obedience. If I was doing something that he didn't necessarily want me to do or go, then he probably wouldn't have provided. But since he placed it in my heart to do all these things, then he provided. And even the times where I kind of strayed away, he continued to. But, you know, I eventually came back home and I eventually started to be obedient in the areas because I started to see that even with, you know, doing and being this wayward person and going against my values, I came out more broken, which I talk about again in another episode, so I won't go into that. But I came back home and, you know, he definitely showed me that he was a provider through that time, through that season, but also in this season, and he continued to provide. So yes, getting back to the point, I didn't necessarily want to look for a roommate that could move in with me because I knew that some people aren't like how I would be. Their priorities are different. And sometimes people move in or come into a situation and they feel like they own the place. And so you might set rules and all of a sudden you see that they're kind of demanding and trying to take authority over a place, over something that's not theirs. And that's just their personality. So I never wanted to be in that situation just because I'm a nice person. And I just never wanted to be in that situation. So that's what I chose. And it was hard because, like I said, I didn't really know where I was going to go. And at this time, I had a bunch of different things building up. And actually, what's crazy is towards the end, when my roommate told me that she wanted to move back home, then my where I was getting private lessons, she told me that she had to, actually, my finances were kind of dwindling a little bit, and like I wasn't able to splurge in that area as much as I would like to, because the job that I chose to do, you know, I ended up, well, that's another episode, but I ended up, you know, the hours were different and all of this stuff. So I just wanted to budget and put it towards something else. And so I kind of had to tell her that I couldn't do that anymore. And then again, my other mentor, we were kind of working on a project in that duration of a year after kind of getting back together, working together. And you know, he said that everything was getting busy and that, you know, we kind of had to go our separate ways once again. And so, again, I found myself in this place where I just was trying to figure out, like, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, my roommate wants to to leave and go back home. I'm not able to continue the private lessons, even though she gave me an additional month for free, just because she wanted me to continue to do that. And then after that, I kind of told her that it was still kind of hard because a bunch of different things had taken place. And then my other mentor said this. So it just was so much going on. And I kind of didn't really know the direction that I needed to go. So I'm going to actually stop it here and I'll just finish up on the next episode because I don't want it to be super long. But what I want you guys to think of is, what do you do when you're hit with a bunch of different things coming from different angles of your life, to be honest with you? What do you do in those moments? How do you continue to push forward? And how do you know which is the right direction for you? I'm going to leave it at that, you guys. Until next time, I hope you guys learned, and I'll see you soon.